Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the first of the semi-final matches of Top Pub Team 2014. As usual, there are six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round, 64 questions in all. The score and timekeeper this evening is Fionnuala Rabbit, and here she is with the rules of the contest.
There are 2 points for a correct answer for the team question, and if they get it wrong, it will be thrown over to the other team, who will get 1 point if they answer correctly. We can only accept the first answer. The team captains will answer on behalf of the team. The individual questions are also worth 2 points, but will not be thrown over to the opposite team. 10 seconds is allowed to consider each answer, and in the event of a tie at the end of the contest, the two captains will play against one another in a sudden-death playoff to determine a winner.
Thanks, Fionnuala. So we're down to four teams, one of which will become the Highland Radio Top Team of 2014. The first semi-final is between An Ghrianann Hotel Burt and the Lighthouse Tavern in Fannet. Playing for the Lighthouse Tavern Fannet are Manus McIlwain, the captain, Michael McIlwain, John Dorian and Liam Dorian. Playing for An Ghrianann Hotel Burt are John Gillespie, captain, Pat Fanning, Hubert McDade and Michael Maguire. We tossed a coin earlier and An Ghrianann won the toss and elected to go first. So, gentlemen, best of luck to both teams and off we go for the first semi-final. An Ghrianann Hotel, first question to you. Which French painter is famous for his posters? Which French painter is famous for his posters?
Toulouse-Lautrec.
Toulouse-Lautrec is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. You're eating something en croûte. What does that mean? En croûte. E-N-C-R-O-U-T-E. En croûte.
What's pastry and in pastry?
In pastry is absolutely right. Surrounded by pastry, enveloped in pastry. An Ghrianann Hotel, second question. Where was the infamous Barbary Coast? Whereabouts in the world was the infamous Barbary Coast?
North Africa.
North Africa is fine. Middle and Western North Africa is good. 2 points to you. Lighthouse Tavern, which drink did Johann Sebastian Bach enjoy so much that he wrote a cantata for it? Bach enjoyed the drink so much he wrote a cantata. Which drink?
Brandy.
Wrong answer, Manus. So throw it over for a possible point to An Ghrianann Hotel.
Wine?
No, gentlemen, the answer is coffee. He loved coffee so much he wrote a cantata to him. So no points there. Right, An Ghrianann Hotel. How many points does a cannon score in billiards? How many points you get for a cannon in billiards?
2 points
is correct. Poor 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. A tam-tam is an orchestral instrument. What is it? Tam-tam. Sometimes known just as a tam, but normally known as a tam-tam.
It's a sort of drum.
It's not a sort of drum, Manus. Pass it over for a possible bonus to An Ghrianann Hotel. No good? Oh. Nothing. Okay, I'll tell you. It's a large gong. It's when the fella hits the big gong. That's what a tam-tam is. Now, An Ghrianann Hotel. In golf, how long can you look for a ball before it's declared lost? How long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. How many sides has a dodecagon?
12.
12 is correct, Manus, for 2 points for you. So that ends the first round of the competition. And Fionnuala possibly has a score for us.
An Ghrianann Hotel got a full score there, so they have scored 8, and the Lighthouse Hotel scored 4.
The Lighthouse Tavern, that is. Right, let us move on. An Ghrianann Hotel, second round, team questions. In what city was Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated? Which city was he assassinated in? 4th of April, 1968.
Memphis?
Memphis is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. Which mythological creature had a bull's head on a man's body? mythological creature, bull's head, man's body.
The Minotaur.
The Minotaur is absolutely correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, Luanda is the capital of which African country? Luanda.
Zambia.
It is not, over for a possible bonus for the Lighthouse.
Angola.
Angola is correct for a bonus point for the Lighthouse Tavern and your own question. What does 1013 millibars represent? 1013 millibars. What does it mean? Or what does it represent? Answer, Manish. No answer? Okay, I'll throw it to the other side for possible bonus.
An anticyclone?
No, it's standard atmospheric pressure. That's the average sea level pressure. That's what 1013 millibars is. Right. On Greenon Hotel, in which decade did Radio Caroline start broadcasting? In which decade?
1960s.
The 1960s is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, which impressionist was most famous for his paintings of ballet dancers?
Degas.
Degas is correct for 2 points, Manus. Now, on Greenon Hotel, Tobermory is on a Hebridean island. Which island? Tobermory.
Mull.
Mull is correct for 2 points. And the last question in the second round to the Lighthouse Tavern. Deuterium oxide is used in atomic reactors. What's its other name? Deuterium oxide.
Heavy water.
Heavy water is correct, Manus, for 2 points. Well, that's the end of the first 2 rounds. Pretty close, I would think. So, Fionnuala.
Yes, after that round on Greenon Hotel scored 6, bringing them to 14, and the Lighthouse Tavern scored 7, bringing their score to 11.
Right, very close. Here we go with round 3, team questions. On Greenon Hotel, first question. Omar Sharif has represented his country at which game?
Bridge.
Bridge is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. To the nearest 1,000 miles an hour, what speed is the Earth orbiting the Sun? To the nearest 1,000 miles, what speed is the Earth orbiting the Sun? 36,000. Slightly more difficult, gentlemen, as you will appreciate.
36,000.
No. Pass it over for a possible bonus to on Greenon.
26,000.
No, you're way out, fellas. 67,000. I would have accepted 66 or 68. Right. On Greenon Hotel, what was Alvin Stardust's original stage name? Alvin Stardust. What did he call himself?
Sheen Fenton.
He did, for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. On which coast of Australia is Perth? On which coast?
The western coast.
It is, Manus. It's on the western coast. 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, what's the capital of the Bahamas?
Nassau.
Nassau is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, who wrote Death of a Salesman?
Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller did for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, if you belonged to the worshipful company of farriers, what would be your occupation?
Blacksmith.
You would be a blacksmith, is correct. And the last question this round for the Lighthouse Tavern. How deep is the Grand Canyon said to be? Roughly. I'm not taking you down to feet here. How deep is the Grand Canyon?
About a mile.
A mile will do beautifully. That's exactly what it is for 2 points. Well, we have finished the first 3 rounds, and the next 2 rounds will be individual rounds. But first of all, Fionnuala.
After that round, on Greenon Hotel scored 8, bringing them to 22, and the Lighthouse Tavern scored 6, bringing them to 17.
5 in it, lots of questions to go. First of all, I'm going to ask on Greenon Hotel the 4 questions. So we'll start with you, John, as the captain. Not thrown open and no help, please. John, which Ronnie Barker comedy was set in a prison?
Porridge.
Correct for 2 points. Pat, what is the Welsh name for Wales?
Caimen.
I've got to accept your first answer. It's not quite that. It's Cymru. Cymru is the actual answer. Hubert, which George wrote the music for Porgy and Bess? George?
Gershwin.
Gershwin is correct for 2 points. And Michael, what does the word pum mean in French?
Apple.
Apple is correct for 2 points. Right, over to the Lighthouse Tavern. We start with Manus. Manus, what are the actual first names of John Joe, excuse me, John Joe O'Neill? John Joe.
John Joseph.
That's exactly right. John Joseph it is. Michael, which orange seller became the mistress of Charles II?
Nell Gwynn.
Nell Gwynn did for 2 points. John, what sport is a mix of map reading and cross-country running?
Orienteering.
Orienteering is correct for 2 points. And Liam, which actor sang that he was born under a wandering star?
Hank Marvin.
Lee Marvin, Liam. Lee Marvin. Hank Marvin was one of the shadows. Silly boy. Okay, well, that's the end of the first individual round. Fionnuala, over to you.
After that round, On Green and Hotel scored 6, bringing them to 28, and the Lighthouse Tavern also scored 6, bringing their total to 13. 23, well, I beg your pardon.
That's a bit better, yes. Well, just before we carry on, I will remind you that this quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with all the answers to all your farm, home and building questions. Here we go with the second half of the quiz. Right, have you got that? On Grain and Hotel, your first 4 questions first. John, where was Custer's last stand?
Little Bighorn.
Little Bighorn is correct for 2 points. Pat, what is an adult male seal called?
A bull.
A bull is correct for 2 points. Hubert, in the Bible, who was betrayed by Delilah? Who was betrayed by Delilah?
Samson.
Samson it was, of course. Michael, in which of the arts is a metronome used?
Music.
Music is correct for 2 points. Right. Over to the Lighthouse Tavern and Manus, your first question. A cob is the male of which creature?
A swan.
A swan is correct for 2 points. Michael, what is the capital of Belgium?
Brussels.
Brussels is correct for 2 points. John, by which one-word name is Katie Price better known?
Jordan.
Jordan is correct for 2 points. Liam, in snooker, what score do you get for sinking a black?
7 points.
7 points is correct for 2 points. Well, gentlemen, that's the end of the 2 individual rounds. And at the end of those 2 rounds, Fionnuala.
8 for On Green and Hotel, bringing them to 36, and 8 for the Lighthouse Tavern, bringing them to 31.
Still 5 in it, gentlemen. We have 3 rounds of questions to go. On Green and Hotel, team questions. What lies under the Arc de Triomphe de l'Étoile? But nobody uses the de l'Étoile. What lies under the Arc de Triomphe?
The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Absolutely correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. Whom did Fidel Castro overthrow?
Batista.
Batista is correct for 2 points. On Grenan Hotel, the disease variola has a more common name. What is it? Variola or variola. V-A-R-I-O-L-A.
Measles.
Throw it over for possible to Lighthouse Tavern.
Smallpox.
Smallpox is the correct answer, Manus, for a bonus. Your own question. Lighthouse Tavern, who was the president of the USSR from 1958 to 1964? 1958 to 1964.
Khrushchev.
He was. Nikita Khrushchev was the president. Now, on Greenan Hotel, Soho, a district in London, is said to have got its name from what? Where did it get the name Soho?
It came from fox hunting?
It did. Actually, yes. It's an old fox hunting cry. Soho. Right. Lighthouse Tavern. Anyone who goes to a psychiatrist ought to have his head examined. Is attributed to which American? Anyone who goes to a psychiatrist ought to have his head examined. Who said that?
May West.
It wasn't May West. No. Possible bonus on Greenan Hotel?
No, Sam Goldwyn.
Sam Goldwyn did. He was famous for his silly statements. So you get a bonus point for that. Now, your own question on Greenan Hotel. Who wrote the song, "This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land"?
Woody Guthrie.
Woody Guthrie did, for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. If dogs are canine, what are bears?
Ursine.
Ursine is correct for 2 points. Well, we have still 2 rounds to go, gentlemen, in this semi-final. So lots to play for, and Fionnuala has the score.
On Greenan Hotel scored 7, bringing them to 43, and the Lighthouse Tavern also scored 7, bringing their score to 38.
Wow. Right. Here we go, second last round. On Greenan Hotel, by what name was Arthur Jefferson better known? Arthur Jefferson.
Stan Laurel.
Stan Laurel is correct. Well done. Lighthouse Tavern. What is the largest island of the West Indies? Largest island, West Indies.
Cuba.
Throw it over for a possible.
Jamaica.
Jamaica is said to be the... Is I double-checked all these answers, you can be sure. So you got a bonus point there. Now, on Greenan Hotel. The Dutch football club Feyenoord is based in which city? Feyenoord.
Rotterdam.
Rotterdam, correct, for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. Which group took a ferry across the Mersey? Which group took a ferry across the Mersey?
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Jerry and the Pacemakers is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, which is the cotton state in the USA? The cotton state.
Alabama.
If that was a guess, it was a good guess. Alabama's absolutely correct for 2 points.
Either.
Lighthouse Tavern. Who was King Arthur's father? Who was King Arthur's father?
Uther Pendragon.
Uther Pendragon. Great name, and it's correct. 2 points. On Greenan Hotel. In what is a herpetologist interested? Herpetologist.
Reptiles.
Reptiles and amphibians, correct, for 2 points. Mm. Lighthouse Tavern. What was Thin Lizzy's first hit? 1973. Thin Lizzy's first hit.
Whiskey in the Jar.
Whiskey in the Jar is correct, Lighthouse Tavern. Well done. So that is the end of that round, and we have still 1 round to go. And the scores are...
On Greenan Hotel scored 9, bringing them to 52, and the Lighthouse Tavern scored 6, bringing them to 44.
Bit of catching up to do, chaps. One set of questions to go, and here we are. On Greenan Hotel. Sitting Bull gave the name Little Sure Shot to whom?
Annie Oakley.
Correct, for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, what's another name for the prairie wolf? The prairie wolf.
Coyote.
Coyote is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, after what is Fleet Street in London named? Where did it get the name Fleet Street?
A ship?
Nope. Pass it over for possible bonus. Fleet Street.
River Fleet.
Yes, exactly right. It's the largest subterranean river in London, and it's the Fleet, and it runs underneath the street. Your own question. Julie Andrews, this is Lighthouse Tavern. Julie Andrews won a Best Actress Oscar for which film? 1964. Julie Andrews, Best Actress Oscar for which film?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is correct for 2 points. On Greenham Hotel, who wrote The Time Machine? The Time Machine.
H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells did. Lighthouse Tavern. John B. Kelly, Princess Grace's father, won 3 Olympic gold medals in what sport?
In rowing.
He was. He was an oarsman. He'd won them in rowing. On Greenan Hotel, in which country is the fishing port of Stavanger?
Norway.
Norway is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, last question of the competition to you. What was Bing Crosby's real first name?
Harry Lillis Crosby.
He was indeed Harry Lillis Crosby. So, the competition is over and the scores are...
In that round, Dungreenan Hotel scored 6 and the Lighthouse Tavern scored 9. But the final score is on Green and Hotel 58, Lighthouse Tavern 53.
Well done, lads.
Well done. Congratulations to on Green and Hotel from Burt. They are our first finalists, and very hard luck indeed to the Lighthouse Tavern. Well played, gentlemen. Tune in again at the same time next week for the second of the semi-final matches when Da Vinci's Pub and Derry fights it out with Christie's Bar Strabane for a place in the final. So from the teams representing on Greenon Hotel, Bert, the Lighthouse Tavern, Fanad, with thanks to Oisin Kelly and Tommy Rosny for engineering, and from Fionnuala Rabbit and myself, Billy Patterson, good evening.